Good morning. It's time for our K-State Research and Extension Report. Joining us today, we have Frontier Extension District Crop Production and Farm Management Agent Ryan Schaub. Good morning, Ryan.
Good morning.
Always nice to see your smiling face. And you're past fair, right?
I just got past the fair, so yes.
Yay, now it's time to pass out. No, it's not. You get to go do other stuff. And you said we're talking about lime today, and I'm assuming it's not the kind you put in the coconut.
No, not the kind you put in the coconut. So we're going to talk about lime recommendations a little bit. Correcting acidic soil conditions through the application of lime can have significant impacts on our crop yields, especially crops that would be pH sensitive, such as alfalfa. So when we're talking alfalfa, acidic soils can reduce nodule establishment and the activity in alfalfa. So nodules are the ability for the plant to fixate its own nitrogen and kind of take off. So with no nodules, we're going to affect the nitrogen status and just the overall nutrient and water uptake of the plant. An ideal range for most crops would be between a pH of 6 to pH of 7. Any lower than that, we start losing the ability to take up some of those nutrients. So the availability of those nutrients are just the highest in between 6 and 7.
Remind me again, what is pH neutral?
7.
7 is neutral.
Yeah, okay. 7 is neutral. So crops such as alfalfa can be expensive, and a stand is expected to last for several years. So if we're going to plant alfalfa or a pH sensitive crop, we want to get that adjusted before planting. One, that'll help out with germination of those young seedlings, but it can just be a pretty critical piece to go in and plant some of those pH sensitive crops. I say that because putting lime on a field is often one of the most essential things that a producer can do. But it's more often than not one of those things that gets overlooked. It's one of those things we don't have to do all the time. I'm going to say every 7 years, it might be time to put on lime. And that is going to change with different practices and such. But I have looked at enough soil tests to tell you that really good producers will put out a lot of phosphorus and potassium, knowing that our soils are slightly lower in those. I am surprised to see how many fields have a low pH. And we know that that can significantly reduce yields due to the fact that it can't take up all these nutrients. While this is not the case on this end of the state, usually lime is not always super close. So we got to go to a rock quarry. When we get out in western Kansas, they have to go a long ways to get their lime. Here in eastern Kansas, we got rock quarries fairly frequently, so we can cut down those costs. But in many cases, the trucking and the spreading of the lime costs more than the lime itself. And with that being the case, we don't want to apply any more lime than we necessarily have to. So doing a routine soil test to get the pH of our soil is going to be essential, because then we can determine from that how much lime we need to apply. East of the Flint Hills, pH for like alfalfa, once it starts getting below like 6.4, we're going to want to start thinking about applying lime. Brome is another pH-sensitive crop, so we're going to want to start applying lime there. You know, 6.2, 6.3, we need to start thinking about it. Fescue doesn't care as much. I mean, it can get down to the mid-fives, and we still don't see a whole lot of reduction on our fescue. Native grasses, they've adapted a lot of times to some of these low pH soils. But if we're in a row crop situation, you know, corn, beans, we start getting down around 6, we're going to want to start putting on lime. Because if we get below that, that's where we really start seeing the sharp drop off in production. The target pH for our soils would be 6.8. Target pH is simply the goal that once that lime reacts within the soil, that would be our pH. So that's kind of just the idea for the eastern half of the state. When you do a soil test, the recommendations will be in effective calcium carbonate per acre. So ECC values is what we call those. Now, how does ECC relate to ag lime? And does that tell us how much lime to apply? Well, lime materials can widely vary in their neutralizing power. Typically, I would tell you like ag limes are in that 55% ECC value. We'll go into a little bit more of that here in just a second. But the big thing is, if you're going to get lime from a rock quarry, call the quarry and see what their ECC values are. That will help you determine then how much you need to order and get from them. The two factors that influence the neutralizing value of ag lime are the chemical neutralizing value and the fineness of the crushing, so the particle size of that ag lime. The finer the lime is ground, the more surface area it can cover, the faster it can break down. You know, there's going to be environmental things that are going to have to break down those little chunks of rock before it can truly work in our soils. So, again, the finer the crush, the faster it's going to react.
Chucking a few boulders out there isn't going to do you much good and might damage your blades.
Yeah, absolutely. Expressing recommendations as pounds of ECC allows K-State to give you a blanket number, and now you're going to those rock quarries to then get the ECC value from each rock quarry. It allows for a little bit finer tuning for each operation. There are other products that we can use besides agricultural lime. There's pelletized lime. There's water treatment plant sludge, fluid lime. There's many other sources out there. I'm not going to say they're equivalent in terms of pounds, but they're ECC value. So if we put on this many pounds of ECC, then it changes it, regardless of what source, I guess, we end up using. The thing that's going to factor into all this is the ability to get these products and how close they are. So the trucking, the price of some of those products, like pelletized lime, is typically a little more expensive, but it's got a higher ECC value than agricultural lime. So it's a little easier to handle because it's in a pelleted form rather than just a fine dust. So there are things that we can think about in terms of what products we want to use. Most of us are going to use what is the most readily available, and that typically is also the cheapest. So, kind of as we wrap things up, know that all lime sources don't have much solubility, so they're not going to work within the soil profile a whole lot. So if we're going to apply lime, we need to incorporate that in most instances to get the full effect. If we are just going to broadcast this ag lime or any of these lime sources out on top and we're not going to work it in, we're probably going to want to cut that rate because we don't want to change the pH in the top 2 or 3 inches of the soil and create layers of these different pH soils. We want it to be uniform, but we can cut those rates, adjust it a little bit at the top, and be fine still, but we're not getting the full benefit as if we would have incorporated it 6 or 7 inches deep. So if we're on grass, like let's say it's an established grass stand, brome, fescue, I would tell you probably don't put on more than 2 ton to the acre of ag lime, even if our soil tests show that we need more. So that's one application. We might wait 3 years, 4 years, and come back and do it again. So we might have to just do it in chunks rather than changing it all at once because we don't want to change that too much and cause those roots issues. So anyways, if you guys have questions, please don't hesitate to give me a call at the office. The office number is 785-448-6826.
And I bet one of those questions is, can they come to you and see about getting that soil test done?
Yeah, we'd love to see you. So
see everything growing like it's supposed to with your help. All right. Well, Ryan, thank you very much for coming in today, and thank you for the information.
Absolutely.
Coming up Monday morning at 6:40. Frontier Extension District Family and Consumer Sciences Agent, specializing in nutrition, food safety, and health, Chelsea Richmond.